This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And keeping up with the discussion of privacy, this article here caught my attention. The secretive company that might end privacy as we know it. Now, privacy as an idea is already pretty much dead. People carry around essentially spyware on all of their devices. Windows 10, notorious piece of spyware. Facebook app, spyware. Android, probably just spyware. Google Play, certainly spyware. Google Chrome, absolutely spyware.
But if you read the disclaimer, Aria, you would know that they were going to keep your records forever. And that they had access to your iCloud account.
And if you
had read it, you would know. But
if you're ever curious and you actually sign into the Google Chrome browser for some silly reason, you can go back and look at your search history going back since your Google account has existed.
You could do the same thing with Facebook, by the way. I've downloaded my information. It went back all the way to the beginning. Every single conversation I've ever had, all in one neat little file.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm still using it. And
yeah.
I still upload pictures of myself.
Facebook,
and
I still use Chrome.
If they wanted to find me, it would be a couple of clicks, and they would know exactly where I was, and they would know my whole family. They would know all my friends. And they might even have contacts as well.
And, someone who's watching it on DLive, which you can find at dlive.freetalklive.com, is talking about, can you imagine privacy under capitalism? And I have to say,
this is
recklessness aside, because Facebook is unusually reckless with people's information, I would still rather Google and Facebook have my information than the state.
Yeah, but they're just going to hand it over. Google and Facebook are just going to, they have possession of it.
Yes, I'm assuming.
If the FBI comes to them or the CIA is like, we have a suspected domestic terrorist.
Right, I'm assuming it's a zero-sum thing, where it's either or. Either all of your information goes to the state or either all of it goes to Facebook.
So not like you would rather
like
have
an actual capitalist.
You would rather
society.
Have Google than, say, the Sesame credit system in China.
Oh, good Lord, yes. Yeah. Because Google at least has competitors. There's DuckDuckGo, their start page, which isn't actually a competitor, but it's a way of using Google without actually getting tracked by Google. But, of course, there are things you can do, like Ghostery and NoScript and all kinds of fun little things. I don't remember the one that Michael Hampton, who used to do the show on Mondays, actually recommended, but it was something similar. There's the Brave web browser and other things. It always comes back to that question of why do you want privacy if you're not doing anything illegal? That's always their favorite question to ask, and my answer is always the same. Well, do you shut your blinds before you have sex, before you change clothes?
Have you ever been in a police department locker room? There's locks in every one of them lockers, but I don't get it. They're all police. They're all supposed to be...
Yeah.
They have locks on their cars.
So until recently, Hoan Ton Thatt's greatest hits, and that almost certainly got pronounced incorrectly, get over it, included an obscure iPhone game and an app that let people put Donald Trump's distinctive yellow hair on their own photos. Then Mr. Ton Thatt, an Australian techie and one-time model, did something momentous. He invented a tool that could end your ability to walk down the street anonymously and provided it to hundreds of law enforcement agencies, ranging from local cops in Florida to the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Now, they already have pictures of us. I mean, the state is all one organism, and we all went to the DMV to get our pictures taken and cataloged permanently in their system.
And let's not forget the 10-year challenge. Anyone stupid enough to take that one?
What's going on with this one now about liking steak and eggs certain ways or anything like that? I get the sense that it's in the same vein. But what information could the FBI or NSA or even Facebook possibly be getting from this?
It might not be It might not be an agency. It might be Skynet learning.
Ah.
It's possible.
It is.
Google might be Skynet. And all it is an AI. It's learning from us. And, of course, the 10-year challenge, that was definitely some agency. They got all kinds of faces on record. I mean, it's to update their technology.
And, you know, the biggest argument I saw in favor of that was people saying things like, oh, well, you're already putting these pictures on Facebook anyway. Yes, but this is a clean sample. You know, you might have a picture of a dog as your profile pic,
right,
or something, or just some random politician or whatever, or even a meme. But when you do the 10-year challenge and they search for hashtag 10-year challenge, oh, look, here's clean data,
right,
of this person 10 years ago and this person now.
Right, and they could compare it to an actual 10-year-old picture.
Yeah.
And so they can put that into the data. This is how much a person should age in 10 years. Go with it.
Yeah. So even if the FBI or the NSA or the CIA or whoever didn't plan for that and didn't create it, it's silly to think they're not using that massive amount of data to improve their aging software.
Right.
Because, of course, they are. So they already have our pictures. It's just a matter of the state putting cameras everywhere and developing facial recognition system that allows them to instantly identify people. And doesn't that already exist?
Well, you have a lot of cameras out there. Half the population have Ring doorbells now, but I mean, there's a camera on this house, and I'm sure there is a couple more people down the street who have cameras.
I would say private security cameras, though, are in a totally different league than what they have in the United Kingdom.
Correct. Well, yeah, but in this country, the law enforcement has to actually go out, knock on doors, and like, hey, we noticed you had a camera. Could we use that information to bring a criminal to justice?
Go away, pig.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, especially I'm thinking like stores, like you know, stores will give that up all the time.
Yeah. Well, if you're using Amazon's Ring cameras, that information is like they have incentive programs to get people to buy these cameras where there's a discount where all of your information is freely available to the police.
Right.
They offer
and hackers.
Yeah.
That's not a story you hear often.
Right.
But yeah, the Ring is getting hacked in all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, their cameras are not great if you want any kind of privacy. And there's a lot that can be recorded. You know, if you're having a conversation as you're walking into your house, that conversation is being recorded. You know,
I'm always amazed when I come across like libertarians who have Alexa and things like that in their home.
Yeah.
Like Daryl, who used to host the show, he's got Amazon Alexa in his home.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I'm never visiting you, man. Never. You have installed a government wiretap of your own volition.
It's not a government wiretap, but it's one that could potentially become a government wiretap, right? Because these companies just roll over for any kind of subpoena of information.
But the only people who are, and even the boomers aren't really even trying these days. As far as everyone uploads everything. Everyone's got these devices, these easy, at-ease devices, and you know, that knows their song profile and whatnot, or can turn the lights on, and people don't care. They just don't because I guess they have nothing to fear because they don't have anything to hide.
Well, they have plenty to fear, and that's what's scary about the Internet of Things. They just don't know how terrified they should be that their car can be controlled by a computer 5,000 miles away.
And or their electricity usage might be monitored, and they might get their door kicked in because someone thinks they have a grow out in their garage, and all they're really doing is raising chickens.
Yeah. I'm more concerned with the lack of tech security, though. You know, most people just assume that when they install that fancy little app that's going to allow them to monitor their heating, their air conditioning, their lights, turn on their stove, open their garage, and all of that from an app, that, you know, it can't be hacked. But of course it can. And as soon as we get to that point of the Internet of Things, as they call it, ransomware is going to explode to unforeseen levels. People are going to be driving down their self-driving cars, and suddenly they're going to hear a message saying, hey, you need to send one Bitcoin to this address, or we're going to steer your car into a tree.
Because you might know something.
Well, it doesn't matter if they know something or not. That's just how ransomware is. It targets 500 different people. One of them pays, and they profit.
Right.
The other 499 in the era of self-driving cars will just have their cars plowed into trees. 855-450-3733. There's more about this tech company, Clearwater Clearview AI, and its groundbreaking facial recognition app. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk 855 Talk Radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That phone number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it, so you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that sounds like you, then put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. Now, we've been talking about various security problems and privacy problems here, but speaking of just problems, let's go to the phones. We got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm far more worried about... Hey, what's up, guys? I'm far more worried about trolls like James DeMezzio and Johnson Rice, Conan and Sabata, than anybody that works for the government, including
Why?
The people that called me recently because of a piece of human excrement that calls himself a minister who's vacationing in the North Marianas right now, who has no right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, James, you can't say that someone has no right to life on the air. See, this is what gets you charged with crimes.
If I were to quote James DeMezzo, I'm on record that all cops should be shot on sight.
Yes, well, cops are aggressive against people.
So-called church in front of a so-called minister that Mark should be dead. James' friend said nothing about what a disgusting thing you said about
actually,
cops.
James, you should know. I'm the high
anyway,
priestess of the Reformed Church of Satan.
I called to talk to Conan.
Why do you always want to talk to me, dude? Go ahead.
And everything you said about me after you got my call last week, you should thank God I don't live anywhere near you, because not only was it all...
Refresh my memory. It was such a long time ago. What did I say about you?
He's talking to me. He's on his 82nd DUI.
I said you should thank God I don't live anywhere near you. But I should like
to say... What did Conan say about you?
I'm impressed that if I were to make Johnson Rice with my bare hands answer for the sick, despicable stuff he said about me in the public airways by pounding his head into pavement.
Why wouldn't you just Christ? Why wouldn't you just have your brother take it to court? Is that why you're so angry? Is it an inferiority complex that you like have a successful relative and you're a loser?
You are literally lucky to be breathing. You call me something that is so outrageous. I'm the type of guy that walks
a racist loser drunkard.
Should be breathing. Oh, all that stuff is not true. But a little sissy.
How many DUIs have you had?
I heard it's 85 now.
85? How many DUIs have you actually had?
I've said many a time, all progressives have this
here. You constantly argue about the number of DUIs that we say. How many have you actually had? How many have you had? Let's hear the number from you. Can you be honest?
Conan, like I've already said.
Can you be honest about the number of DUIs you've had?
I've been docked, and then I had a few 8 years ago. One. Conan, I'm glad...
One. How come there are multiple records online from different dates?
James, hold on.
Dumbo.
Yep.
Dumbo. How many...
Conan, I've called it...
Dumbo years. Come on, Dumbo.
Shut up. He wants to talk to you.
James, that's not the way this works.
Conan, why don't you butt in and say... Oh, I know you took...
Because I really don't want to talk to you. Here's my question for you.
Black Widow kind. How many...
Do you have
Jimmy Lackwood unkind? How many DUIs do you actually have? Because there are so many records of you from different dates online driving drunk with your you know, like, mugshot attached, you know, with your big ears. How many have you actually had?
James?
He's not... I heard a click.
Like I said, they're trolls.
You just have an inferiority complex, dude. You should live up to some of your other family.
Right,
you have a family that has some actual...
Let him ask me a question. Go ahead,
James,
Jimmy.
James, we're going to give you one shot here.
Don't
try to ask Conan a question. Do your best to stay focused, because I realize you're talking right now, even though you're on hold. Do your best to actually direct a question to Conan.
Go.
That's all I've been trying to do, James, and you keep on talking over me and then spreading lies about me again.
No, that's been me talking over you.
Out without any sense of shame because you...
James.
Ask the question.
You're muted again. I need you to calm down, collect yourself, and ask Conan a question. Can you do that? Go.
You having fun?
Yes, I'm hoping that you actually stroke out live on air.
James, you are the ugliest man to be alive in New Hampshire.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot, James.
That little fat, tarred Atari boy, Thurston Price boy, he's lucky I haven't smashed his head into pavement.
But who are you talking about?
Said that
apparently
Conan
I'm a spice
said he wouldn't
boy.
Call the cops when I called Delta One and that skinny four-eyed geek Conan on Salada showed up. Are you going to show up with a gun or are you going to show up with your fist like a real man, Conan? Because, again, the things you said about me last week after you dumped my call. You're
said about you? I didn't say anything about you. I said what I would do.
Your ugly face into pavement. As well as Johnson Rice.
Okay, James, shut up for a moment. I have a James, shut up. What did Conan say about you?
I didn't say anything about him. I said what I told him what I would do.
Ugly, ugly man.
Well, I'm afraid that if I were to get into some kind of a battle with you, that you would swoop in on those ears and perform some kind of aerial attack on me. I'm like,
he might just swing his head around and
I know.
Pop, 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 pop.
Just create a hurricane.
I didn't say anything about him. I told him that I would call the cops. Afterwards, after I finished defending my friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's reasonable. But here's what I want to know. What does Jimmy do?
He drinks and gets DUIs.
He needs a job. He needs a job.
I believe that I discovered, because I was just curious, like that he has family as like a brother maybe or something that's a lawyer. I feel like he has an inferiority complex.
He has a lot
family.
Of complexes.
I've seen some things.
He
like,
needs a job and maybe even Jesus.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
All right, maybe ISIS.
He needs Satan.
He needs something. But he doesn't need us, because all we do is we just get under his skin. Obviously. That's because that's all he thinks about.
He hated me before he'd ever even spoken to me. I mean, he's a nutcase, and he's got at least 89 DUIs now.
Is it up to that? It was 88 when we started the show, and it's already 89.
Every time I talk to him, it goes up by a few. Yeah, James, thank you so much for the call. What's amazing to me about James is that he has absolutely no hesitation about calling a show that is actually broadcast on terrestrial radio
right. And
making threats to people.
Right.
It's like that is a spoiled, petulant child who has gotten his way through his entire
like I said,
life.
I think he has this inferiority.
And it's
conflict.
Not healthy.
Really.
And he has no idea that what he's doing is actually illegal for those people who care about that sort of thing. And that eventually it's not going to end well for him because some cop or some FBI agent is going to be listening. They're going to go, hey, this guy is a psychopath.
If he hasn't already had sit-downs with certain agencies.
Yeah. So, James, stop drinking. Get some help. Get some Jesus.
Unless
Satan.
You know what? Unless he's a troll and he's paid to do this. Have we ever thought about this? Have we ever talked about this?
No, he's not a troll. He's just a drunk, mouth-breathing dullard. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill. House managers and the president's legal team are debating rules. The tit-for-tat continues on the Senate floor.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the President was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The President was denied the right to access evidence. And the President was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
That's the President's attorney, Jay Sekulow. The governor of Washington State says there's no need to panic after a man in the state was diagnosed with a coronavirus spreading around China. Governor Jay Inslee says the CDC and state health officials believe there's low risk that the disease will spread to other folks in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, even if you're a raving lunatic who has had too many drinks tonight. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
So this company, Clearview AI, which we have been trying to discuss before we got a call from a drunk lunatic, the system whose backbone is a database of more than 3 billion images that Clearview claims to have scraped from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo.
Sorry, I'm just finding things out. Apparently, James's dad has both a silver star and a purple heart. What a disgrace he is in comparison to his family. His like brother's a lawyer. His father was a math instructor who has a silver star and a purple heart. And he's just a drunk loser.
That might be. He might have grown up in his old dad's shadow.
Yeah.
So to explain things to people, let's not give this idiot any sympathy whatsoever. During the break, James was searched by Johnson here, and he looked up his...
It's one of Johnson's specialties.
He looked up his brother's obituary.
I've never felt like actually looking him up before, and I'm like, okay, well, finally, yeah, asked for it. Let me just research this idiot a little bit. Oh, his mommy died, and his dad... Oh, but they're in Arlington. Why are they in Arlington National Cemetery? That's for special people. Oh, okay.
So the rabbit hole got pretty deep, and apparently James is the black sheep of his family, and he just sucks at everything. And we're not the only ones who seem to think so. We've got Nancy calling from Jackson, Michigan. Nancy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
This is my first time that I've ever heard this show, and I'm absolutely astounded at that crazy, crazy James. He's lucky the police aren't knocking at his door.
Yeah.
We think that some agencies have sat down with him probably multiple times.
Well, we know he's been served with at least one court order for threats he made against people on the airwaves.
He's threatening one of our, our co-host's child. He's threatening a child.
No!
Yeah,
he's
seriously disturbed, yes.
Well, more than disturbed, he's absolutely insane. He's probably running around like Joker with a clown face.
Well, Joker had money, James doesn't. James just has alcohol and very large ears.
Well, large ears, huh?
That's what we found out from his DUI mugshots.
The 89th one.
Oh, Tom? Serious.
Oh, yeah, he's got actual mugshots that are pretty easy to search for online. And he does, in fact, have at least, I think, 3 arrests for DUIs.
Mm. Even though he claims to have one.
Well, congratulations to him, you know.
Yeah, he's clearly a winner, right?
A winner in somebody's book, but I don't know whose.
His deceased mother's book.
Well, we hope. This might be some sort of inferiority complex. Maybe he didn't get along with his parents. We don't know.
Hmm.
Well, small hands or what? I don't know, but
because it all went through his ears. all that extra meat.
That's so funny.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for the call. James he's been calling the show for a unusually long time. And even when he was bad from calling the show, he continued to stalk us on Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. I mean, there was an entire chat room on this server that was created almost specifically for James. I mean, he's as toxic as a person.
It's called the toxic room. The toxic Jimmy room, right?
The toxic user room. Yeah. It may have been called the James Room at some point. I'm not entirely sure. But, Nancy, thank you for the call. Yeah, he's crazy.
He needs a job. He needs something to keep him occupied.
He's too crazy for a job at this point.
I don't know what he could do.
He shouldn't be around people. Maybe
picking up trash off the side of the road, he could do that, right?
If they let him do it on graveyard shift, when there's no other people around for him to bother with his peculiar insanity.
But that's the best drinking time, Ari, is graveyard shift.
I don't care if he gets drunk while he does it, as long as he does it and is actually productive.
Well, as long as he just has a vest, no keys, any vehicles.
So anyway, this company evidently took 3 billion images from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, and millions of other websites.
Legally, they just grabbed them.
Yeah.
Because they're all there. They're all public. Any company who wants to do this could, if you have the data, if you have the server room, you could just go through and grab everything.
Can you imagine how much actual hard drive space is being used by Google and Facebook?
Desert fools.
Yeah.
I'm sure lots of facilities.
Having worked in IT extensively, I think about the terabytes of data that they're recording every single second, and I cannot imagine how they keep up.
Just the energy consumption.
Yeah.
Keeping
it's
them cool.
It's got to be expensive.
It's got to be a very expensive venture.
So federal and state law enforcement officers said that while they had only limited knowledge of how Clearview works and who is behind it, they had used its app to help solve shoplifting, identity theft, credit card fraud, murder, and child sexual exploitation cases. So at least they're not using it to bust people for pot, I guess. But it's not like that's a very great distance out, you know? Until now, technology that readily identifies everyone based on his or her face has been taboo because of its radical erosion of privacy. Tech companies capable of releasing such a tool have refrained from doing so. In 2001, Google's chairman at the time said it was the one technology the company had held back because it could be used in a very bad way.
Yeah, anybody could attach that to a private database of whatever information they wanted to store. Whatsoever.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so I could start a database about, for example, let's just go completely high school and go about rumors of who slept with who.
Okay.
and I could start a database of that. Uh-huh. And then if you were attached to facial recognition, you could get the access to that information instantly. If that was information was attached to someone's face, you'd be able to instantly access a list of everyone that person has slept
and
with.
And you could sell that to all the dating apps. It'd be like a little standby.
Yeah.
Where... All right, I'm looking at this guy. I'm not even going to swipe on him until I run into the database.
Because I'm still not clear how you're getting from facial recognition to, oh, yeah, we know this person has slept with this person.
Because any database can, it doesn't have to be official. That's what I'm saying. If somebody can create a database of information, right, like uh-huh. I can create a database. It doesn't necessarily have to be honest. It's not vetted. I'm a private party. I can create any database
okay, so you
can
just take two pictures of people and say, hey, they slept together.
Sure. Or it's based on rumor or whatever, like, you know, obviously you're going to want something that people are going to trust somewhat because that's what's going to make them use it. But let's say people are reporting this. Enough people are saying something, right? Like, they're saying this is true and, you know, there are people verifying it. You know, maybe it's still rumor, but that's how it works in high school, right? People are saying things and enough people believe it to make it that rumor somewhat viable, even if it's not necessarily true. Enough people believe it. So then it comes... part of a database. Let's say it becomes part of a database. That database doesn't have to be 100% accurate, but it could be attached to that information. Now let's take it one step further. Instead of it being a database of people just saying who slept with one another, let's say it's an ex has said that this person has a particular STD. And now, even though that's not an official medical record, it's part of a private database. That private database then gets linked to facial recognition. Because any facial recognition can be linked to any piece of information.
Right.
Any piece of information. It doesn't necessarily have to come from, like, official Facebook. If you have facial recognition, anybody can take all of that information and link it to whatever other information they want.
Well, I mean, that's the scary thing about
shopping records.
You know? There are already data miners and AI, that's not actually AI, but okay, let's call it that, that can predict whether or not a person is gay just by the language they use when posting on Facebook.
The first example during, you know, when we were off, Conan gave was personalized advertisements.
Oh, yeah,
based
definitely.
On facial recognition.
You walk right into a store and bam.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. That's one of the first possible uses.
Which is kind of what they're already doing on social media.
Yeah. Right.
Amazon, Google, they know from your Gmail. Microsoft knows what you just bought on Amazon.
Because you're already identified, but if they can identify you through face, they can attach your face to that same identification.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Dave Burns. He is tonight's amplifier. That means he's part of the AMP program, which you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like what Free Talk Live does, making itself available for people to call in and talk about literally anything they want, then you might consider contributing to the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Comes with a number of cool perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in line on discord.freetalklive.com, as well as an AMP-only chat room there. And Dave Burns here is a platinum amplifier, meaning he chooses to give $25 per month to the AMP program. Now, we don't ask that much. $5 per month will get you into the AMP program, again, at amp.freetalklive.com. But Dave Burns, thank you so much for your contributions, and we hope to continue doing so that you enjoy. Moving right along, we got our favorite other paranoid lunatic calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
So you're into name calling, are you?
Yeah.
It's a description. Paranoid. Well, I guess lunatic is a noun. That's a... Go ahead.
Well, I think if you ask people, it sounded more like name calling than description. So why are you into name calling?
James, have you not called me a tranny repeatedly?
And a Nazi?
I'm sorry, I meant David. But I'm
you're
the same thing.
You're calling him the wrong name now. You're name calling.
Well, eventually all of these insane lunatics just sort of bleed together in my head.
So the SHOT Show is going on right now in Vegas, I believe. This is turning into a very similar show.
the what show?
It's SHOT Show. Change the letter. That's kind of what Free Talk Live. Everybody listening is kind of turned into it. Its own SHOT Show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what do you?
A for effort, David.
What cues do you take to take a shot?
So you're saying that we're a premier expo for people who want to know information about their industry and like the SHOT Show, where they go to find out everything about guns, and it's one of the premier shows in the United States.
You're becoming way too cerebral. What I'm saying is that Aria really is a freak that is really ruining Free Talk Live. That's what I'm saying.
And that's somehow compared to one of the premier gun expos in Las Vegas?
You're going way too anal on this, Johnson.
Yeah, it's because of a different...
But, I mean, the SHOT Show is a fantastic expo where people come from all over the country, even the world, to come find out about guns.
You're welcome
in the United States,
David. No, David thinks I'm ruining Free Talk Live.
Change the letter O to the letter I, and that's what Free Talk Live...
It's just not funny.
I thought he was...
I don't understand. How does this relate? Because the SHOT Show is a great expo where people go to find guns and get all this information about, like, the newest guns and technology and, like, what's coming out and, like, see exhibitors. There are literally thousands of people that travel for this event.
The way it relates is that SHOT is spelled S-H-O-T, and Free Talk Live
We get it. It's just not funny.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense because that expo.
I'm not
people
trying
travel.
To be funny, you idiot.
I think what's happening is you made a really good analogy because people go like thousands of people travel from all over the country to go to this to find out information about the topic that they're interested
Freak
in.
Freak Talk Live. It's Freak Talk Live. Talk radio. You cunt troll.
I don't think you actually understand how these things work. You see, people are interested.
That's right. I don't understand anything.
I don't think
I don't understand, Johnson. 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 Johnson.
So are you going to the SHOT Show?
Johnson. What?
Are you interested in guns? Are you going to the SHOT Show? It sounds
no,
like
I'm
you're interested, just like you're interested
Johnson.
In Free Talk Live, and you're listening to us right now.
But I am calling into the I can't say it, can I?
No,
Free Talk Live has become a
Yeah, David, we get it.
We get it, and you're listening.
And
just like you're talking about the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, you're also talking about that, too.
Bye, David. Have a good night. I would hope that you appreciate that what made this segment a SHOT Show, as it were, was your call and nothing else.
I thought he was taking shots every time we said something quirky. Like every time Johnson does like a Bernie Sanders voice or something, or
I thought he was saying that we were a premier source for information about a topic that people are interested in.
The expo?
And that thousands of people might literally travel from across the world to come and get information, just like they do to Vegas to go get information about the premier and news and information about
I don't think that
guns.
Was it. But I hate when he calls at the end and brings us to such a low note.
He's usually pretty entertaining, but this time he seems to just be very upset.
Well, of course, because you've ruined the show.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
And I'm getting messages from mouth-breathing dullard. Good God, this guy is just disgusting.
Yeah, you will have to just block him eventually.
I've only blocked one person in my life. I'm trying to keep it that way. I hate blocking people. I might just have to.
I mean, I hate blocking people, too. He is the only person I've ever blocked on Discord, and it's just because it becomes tedious to deal with him.
Yep.
So this software, Clearview AI, that pulled more than 3 billion images from Google, YouTube, Facebook, etc., has been used by more than 600 law enforcement agencies, according to the company, and it obviously declined to provide a list of who those companies were. The computer code underlying its app, analyzed by the New York Times, because that's who you would want analyzing your computer code and not like Red Hat organizations or anything like that, includes programming language to pair it with augmented reality glasses.
Yep.
Now, that's exactly what they're using in the Xinjiang provinces in China to monitor identify the Uyghur population.
So, you know, again, like I'm talking about databases that could be pulled together. So imagine if they had a database of registered firearms owners. Then the police could have a little pop-up over your head that has your name, your address, your phone number, and whether or not you could be possibly concealed carrying.
And or anti-vaxxers. And or homeschoolers.
You know, who knows what kind of information this could be tied to. If they have access to facial recognition, they have an identifier for you, and they can tie that to any particular database of information that they want.
Yeah.
And if the cops public are gets wearing... access to this, that's when it starts. It's going to start to be really outrageous.
Well, I'm more concerned about the cops having access to it.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, I can't imagine a scarier world than the American police running around wearing their Google glasses, identifying people at a glance and finding out everything there is to know about them. Isn't it already illegal for them to just run people's license plates as they drive down the street? I mean, that's essentially what...
In New Hampshire, but not in many other states.
Well, that's essentially what this is, only in a much broader scale.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be no protection against it. And more than 600 law enforcement agencies are already using this database. And it's not just them. It's used by a handful of other companies for, quote, security purposes. I imagine among those is Walmart and Target, who are going to use it to identify past shoplifters and automatically have them escorted back out of the store. Or if you get banned from one Walmart for shoplifting, you get banned from all of them because they're all going to share the same database. None of this is good. It's a Pandora's box, and I don't know what to do about it because the box is open.
Mm.
People have always wanted it, and now it's here.
Well, maybe anti-face recognition hardware, like veils, glasses, some kind of glasses that actually, shoot off a hologram or something that changes your facial construction and tricks these devices.
But you'd have to wear that 24/7. And then, of course, you'd have signs get put up at Walmart and Target saying, hey, you cannot enter the premises wearing one of these devices.
Okay, regular glasses, they're not sunglasses or thing, but they're just like the glasses I'm wearing right now, and they shoot lasers out all over the place. And they distract any cameras that are trying to hone in on your face. I can see it working. Just lasers. Lasers will save us all.
So, facial recognition technology obviously has always been controversial. It makes people nervous about Big Brother, and I think it should, especially with what the Chinese government is using it for in the Xinjiang province.
And a lot of them like it, by the way.
A lot of who like it?
The Chinese.
Oh, the Uyghurs don't.
The Uyghurs do not like it. The ones who can't get on a train, or they can't get a job, or they can't get credit.
Well, the Republicans here, the bootlickers here, they're going to love this as well. The Democrats will love it. Oh, we can take a glance and verify that your child has been vaccinated. We love this. And the Republicans, oh, well, we can identify people who have passed drug convictions.
I think both tribes will like it for different reasons, yes.
Yeah, and that's scary. Anyway, I want to also say thank you to Ryan Lange, who was yesterday's silver amplifier. Again, head on over to app.freetalklive.com to check that out. Or just go to freetalklive.com and check out the show archives going back more than 10 years since podcasting even began. Thanks for listening. We'll be back same time tomorrow. Again, head on over. That's freetalklive.com or check out the video feeds at dlive.freetalklive.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.